Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. So glad you're here with us on American Voice Radio. Herb Talk is here to empower you. That's what we like to do. We have an interesting situation here at our headquarters. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants, technically, not radio-wise, but content-wise. So bear with us. We are going to make the best of it and empower you anyway. We are going to be talking about vaccines and Project Greenvax. Have you heard about this Project Greenvax? Well, we're going to inform you. Also, we're going to be talking more about a little bit about the history of pharmaceuticals and, you know, if you're prone to poison ivy, maybe give you some heads up on how you can deal with that. We'll see how the hour rolls, and we've got lots of stuff, including a quack report. But before we get to that, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our military, all the righteous men and women that are in uniform, of course. God's hand of protection be upon them. And while we're hitting the knees and we are sincerely seeking the Lord's face, we're going to ask God, if it's His will, to reverse America's course from the course it's on, back to righteousness, back to one nation under God. And we need righteous men and women all across this nation to stand up, take a firm stand, and take positions of power in all offices across this land. So if it's God's will to do that, and if we're faithful in asking, then it will be done. And mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Well, here's an interesting thing. British authorities, not too crazy about truth. You heard recently that I was telling you that there was a new report out that the government produced that they found a connection between, you know, the vaccines and autism. Well, apparently a UK group devoted to helping parents with vaccination decisions and schedules for their kids has been targeted by the British authorities because they posted the scientifically backed warnings about the dangers of combining measles, mumps, and rubella and getting, you know, all kinds of side effects or events, as it were. And, you know, the MMR shot, they think, may be somehow linked to autism. Of course, you know, the website is babyjabs.co.uk. It's been ordered by the UK's Advertising Standards Authority to pull their information from the website that explains that scientific links between MMR and autism exist. I just say, they don't like truth, you know. What else we have in the quack report? A former beautician and law student. Where is this? I'm trying to read. So she's a beautician, law student. She's baffled doctors. She has a bizarre thing going on. Her body is growing fingernails from her hair follicles. Isn't that just weird? Oh, I got to run this by Dr. Carly. I know what she's going to say. She's going to say, okay, what vaccine has she taken lately? Shanna Isom, 28, she's consulted every specialist, including some in the Netherlands, about her most bizarre and unusual symptom. She doesn't have a clue what's wrong, neither do the doctors. Her mother says that these little black scabs are coming out through her skin, and then nails would grow along with them, come out. And she says that the skin is very affected, you know, and she said they're hard to touch. You can't touch them. So this is really weird. The girl's being affected. The poor thing's falling apart. She's walking with a cane now and everything. So sounds like some sort of, you know, it's got to be some sort of weird laboratory-induced disease. It's got to be. Moving along in the quack report, last but not least, Oregon man convicted of collecting rainwater from his property. Have you heard about this? Maybe you didn't know that rainwater, if you didn't know, you can't collect rainwater or snow runoff from your own property. Did you know that? For your own consumption, you're going to go to jail. Eagle Point, Oregon. Resident Gary Harrington apparently recently began serving a 30-day sentence after having been convicted of that very thing. Harrington, he was convicted of violating an obscure 1925 law because he had what the state water managers described as three illegal reservoirs on his property. As the court found him guilty of 9 misdemeanors, sentenced him to 30 days in jail, and levied in excess of $1,500 fine on him for doing what any human being would do, get water. According to Oregon Water Resources Department, Harrington violated state water use laws by illegally diverting water running from streams into the Butter River. Anyway, Harrington begged to differ. He said he was collecting water that flowed or melt naturally on his property, not from any particular body of water. Well, that's just too weird. I bet you my engineer has something to say about that. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. folks. You know, I've got to remind you, coming up on the 21st, we're going to be talking live with Dr. Rebecca Carley. And, of course, that's in a week. So mark your calendars, and if you want to visit our website, you can go to thepowerherbs.com website, click on links, and get on over to her vaccine-induced diseases website and learn more. Let's see. We're going to jump in here and talk about this new Project Greenvax. Well, it's not really new, but it's new if you haven't heard about it. Now, you know, world governments are preparing for virus infection on a massive scale. You've heard about this. Now, and we've been told that the H1N1 bird flu pandemic that we had, you know, what, 07, 09, was horrific. And you know what it did? It exposed weaknesses in the global system, according to health authorities. Now, governments say they want to quickly act with vaccine distribution and administration to stop pandemics. So you know what? Texas was one of the first states in 2010 to launch an attack plan for future pandemics, and it's called Project Greenvax, V-A-X. Now, the purpose of the project was to procure a vaccine at a much faster rate by growing viruses on plants like tobacco rather than on animal organs. And the Texas A&M University System, along with pharmaceutical company GCON, they collaborated on Project Greenvax. And you know what? This thing is located on Texas A&M campus, 21 acres in the Health Science Center. So inside this 145,000 square foot area, it's dedicated to handling powerful strains of viruses and making vaccines. So this was a $21 million investment, and the Defense Department contributed another $40 million. Texas A&M is a major biological pharmaceutical manufacturing hub, which will be tapping the shoulder of the engineering experiment station there and also the emerging technologies to further their massive vaccine production and delivery systems. Other states, such as North Carolina, where I am, have similar programs, which are overseen by Homeland Security and DARPA in the Triangle Park area. Now, these manufacturing facilities are not considered bioweapon hubs, but instead, you know what they call them? They call them biotherapeutic centers. Much easier to swallow that, right? Now, the Texas A&M facility is called the National Center for Therapeutics Manufacturing, or NCTM for short, and Project Greenvax will crank out, are you ready, 100 million doses of vaccine every month. So these players, you know what? They're counting on disease and mass amounts of it. Well, let me read you a couple of quotes. Let's see. This is from Dr. Brett Greyer, Vice Chancellor of Research at Texas A&M. He says this, Project Greenvax and the National Center for Therapeutics Manufacturing are game changers. They have the potential to transform not just vaccine production, but the entire biopharmaceutical manufacturing industry. End of quote. And also Dr. Barry Holtz, who's the president of GCON Pharmaceutical, he says this, although the initial goal is to produce influenza vaccines, plant-based production is highly adaptable to other infectious diseases and even cancer, end of quote. So if you read about GCON LLC, you're going to learn that it's been in the pharmaceutical business for about 30 years, and this Texas-based company has the goal to be the leading player in the biomanufacturing industry. Well, you know, let's check out this new approach, you know, growing viruses on plants. Some people would agree that the scientific community is moving in the right direction using plants instead of animals to produce vaccines. And most vaccines have been produced using chicken eggs. How'd they do that? Well, they crack a chicken egg and they inject the influenza virus into the surrounding fluid near the embryo. And the area is infected, you know, with the virus, and the embryo gets infected with the virus. And it multiplies. So they leave the eggs and they incubate them for several days. and let the virus grow, and then they open up the egg, collect the virus, supposedly purify it, and voila, you have a vaccine. So what's the problem with this approach? Well, apparently it doesn't produce enough vaccine. Big Pharma is going to use 900 million chicken eggs and only produce 300 million doses of vaccine. And that statistic comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. So when they shift to using plants and infect the plant leaf with a virus, then they grind up the leaves, they separate the produced antigens, and voila, you have a vaccine. However, there are scientific pros and cons to using plants. The pros are they grow faster, and they're cheaper to use and produce more volume than the egg version. The drawback is that after nearly 10 years of trying to perfect this process, there have been no approved vaccines made from plants. Why is that? Well, according to biochemist and Professor Brent Finlay at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver, the one problem is the proteins the plants make are different than what is produced with the egg version, which makes them not as effective in humans. In other words, the FDA hasn't signed off on this process for making vaccines yet. And the other problem is that the tobacco leaf was infected with the mosaic virus, which disrupts proteins and is able to reassemble viruses. Kind of sounds like the tobacco might not be the plant of choice to use in vaccine production. Unless, of course, you want to reassemble and mutate viruses. And Dr. Rebecca Carley stated that the tobacco leaf infection was on purpose. Yeah, if you want a link to read more about that, you can contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They'll send it to you. So, it's not as effective, they say, making it from plants. Okay, let's talk about the vaccine labs, because I'm just curious. How many vaccine manufacturers do we have in the United States? Well, we have 10 that announce publicly that they make vaccines, and that accounts for about 80% of the vaccines made globally. According to European vaccine manufacturers, there is one facility in the UK, one in the Netherlands, one in France, Italy, Austria, Czech Republic, and Switzerland. There are two facilities in Germany. And if you want to look at the list of those facilities, you can go to immunize.org and check it out. Now, in 1967, there were 37 manufacturers in the United States that made vaccines. And then by 1984, there were only 15. Now, supply and demand affect every business. Other things that influence pharmaceutical companies to make vaccines are shortages, price, market share, costs, research and development, global harmonization, market expansion, incentives, and limitations. Now, obviously, they don't have to worry about lawsuits now, do they? I don't see anything either that suggests that they're concerned about ethics. Now, I came across an article written in 2004 by John Caffey and Scott Gottlieb, and there they stated that the U.S. government fixed the problem vaccine manufacturers faced. According to General Accountability Office, our U.S. General Accountability Office, we're to believe that the vaccine market nearly collapsed and that the government swooped in to lift regulated prices, liability suits, and the FDA cautions that were crippling the industry. After all, if the government hadn't handed Big Pharma a pass, the likelihood that new and improved technology for developing vaccines would be stifled. Well, in 1985, sales of vaccines were down while the research and costs were up. Research and development costs were just up. However, with all the taxpayer money going to the new research now, such as Project GreenVax and others like it, we still have not resolved many of the industry's problems originally concluded in the government's core reports. However, now Big Pharma can use your taxpayer money to develop the vaccines. They don't have to use their own. And once they are approved, they can reap those financial rewards. Now, it looks to me that the taxpayer gets stuck even if they don't get vaccinated. You know, they keep looking for that blockbuster, that winner, that big financial boomer of a drug. Now, currently we don't have any vaccines that are pulling down blockbuster sales like other pharmaceutical products. Experts expect vaccines to remain below the profit margins, which are, you know, generated by big drugs. Modest profits are what Big Pharma can expect at present, unless there is a global pandemic. Now, if that happens, the taxpayer-developed vaccines would be sold to the highest global bidder, pushing the vaccine into the billion-dollar sales category. The financial markets are all abuzz, but they think a blockbuster vaccine is years away. Now, the reality of economics is that if vaccines are to be profitable, the public has to believe the vaccine is necessary and willfully take them. The other option is administer them by force. Now, the target of the World Health Organization is to have 75% of the world population vaccinated. Ooh, just a fraction of that figure would start a pandemic. Now, global statistics suggest that healthcare workers, you know, your doctors, nurses, physical therapists, dentists, you know, these folks, are the group receiving the fewest vaccinations. You can read that on the 3ws.evm-vaccines.org. Now, to improve on these numbers, the World Health Organization is, in conjunction with the European vaccine manufacturers, they've developed a strategy, which is to improve vaccine technology, to improve vaccine preservatives, you know, the adjuvants, to produce alternative delivery systems like, you know, nasal sprays, etc. But regardless of the general public's acceptance of vaccines, every manufacturer has dramatically increased production. Yeah, they've dramatically increased production capacity since 2007 from 500 million doses within a 10-month period to 1 billion globally. So this tells me we no longer have a seasonal flu bug with low mortality to expect, but a much greater threat is on the horizon, a man-made seasonal pandemic. It's all about economics, you know? Well, let's talk about the lab count briefly. How many biodefense labs does the United States need or have? We have 12 BSL level 4 labs. 5 were built after 2000 and the rest were already built and they're already here and have been remodeled and updated. We have labs in Georgia. Georgia has 2. Maryland has 3. Texas has 3. Virginia, Montana, and Maine have 1. And most of us have heard, you know, stories of the lack security and safety procedures at labs such as these, you know, creepy stuff. According to BioPrep Watch, the U.S. is about to get more biodefense labs. The campus of Texas A&M was recently upgraded in July of this year to a national biodefense center. They openly state that this campus is engaged in creating countermeasures against chemical and biological agents. Other states with labs of this stature are Maryland and North Carolina. Apparently, the funding that Texas A&M is getting solves many of its problems. Thus far, the funds of the federal government have pumped into Texas A&M. The campus is the largest in history, $176 million. And there was also a private contribution assisted by the Department of Health and Human Services of $285.6 million to, you know, Texas A&M. Okay? You know, I don't care. Make it on chick eggs, make it on plants. You know what? I'm just going to use God's plants to protect myself from disease. That's my strategy against disease. Strengthen the immune system God gave me with God's medicine. Now, avoid the things that can weaken the immune system. You know, your stress, your excessive alcohol use, vaccines, antibiotics, just to name a few things that lower your body's natural ability to defend you from disease. Also, pump up those healthy diets, get that regular exercise, positive outlook can do wonders for boosting immunity. If you missed the show on how positive mindset boosts your immunity, oh, you got to go to the archives and listen. Now, if a pandemic should occur, you're going to be prepared for that. Last thing I would do is get injected with a pandemic vaccine or any vaccine for that matter. You can visit the Apothecary Herbs website, thepowerherbs.com, and get you a 100% organic pandemic kit. And you're also going to find some immune boosting and organ cleansing formulas there. And you know what? Children can use these products and kits as well. You get a sheet on how to do doses by weight for the kids and even for pets. You can call Apothecary Herbs and order your free product catalog, or to place an order for your pandemic kit, the toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or just visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And for a limited time, your order over $50 is going to receive free U.S. domestic ground ship, and you also get a free Power Herbs ebook, which is valued at $14.99. Oh, that Power ebook has a lot of herb secrets, 400 pages. You'll love it. And you want to hurry, though. That offer expires tomorrow. So through tomorrow, it expires on the 15th. So don't delay. Get on over to the powerherbs.com website and get you some Power Herb kits or pandemic kits, and get ready. Get ready, because, you know, with all this money and effort and retrofit on 12 BSL level 4 labs, you know, disease is a big moneymaker, so they're going to make sure we got disease. Yeah, they're going to make sure. So you want to make sure you are ready and protected and you're doing the right thing. God's going to honor those who look after themselves the right way. His hand of protection is going to be on you. ThePowerHerbs.com is here to serve you and give God the credit. Toll-free number 866-229-3663. Okay, so we're going to take a break. More on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Moving on through.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio, where the truth shines. Oh, yes, it does. And, you know, God willing, it's going to stay and shine some more. We are going to be talking about poison ivy next. I think so. But don't forget, next week, the 21st, Dr. Carly is going to be my guest, so she'll be here. And if I haven't said it enough, I'm going to say it some more. Do sign up for the free online newsletters at the powerherbs.com website. There's a couple of them. One is Health Quest, and that's about herb secrets. I write that one. And, of course, you'll find discounts for a lot of the powerherbs.com products there that Apothecary Herbs makes. Also, the second newsletter that you can sign up for is free as well, and it's called American Survival Newsletter. I, Dr. Carly, Melanie Cederstrom, Joel Skolskin, Ty Bollinger, we all write for the newsletter, including Dr. Stephanie Gross-Rodster. She writes also. It goes out on Tuesday, so one went out today, and it's all about empowering stuff. So you can sign up for those newsletters free at the powerherbs.com website. And, HealthQuest goes out on Thursday, Friday, somewhere around there. So you can sign up for that. Okay, so we're going to talk about poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac. Are you one of those people that gets that a lot? I know a few people that kind of just look at it and get it. Are you one of those? Do you know somebody that's like that? Well, there are a couple kinds of people, those who get poison ivy and those who are going to get poison ivy. Now, you may be one of the 33.8 million people that suffer during usually the summer months from the annoying skin conditions of various sorts, poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac. Now, treating those types of skin conditions known as dermatitis is a billion-dollar industry. And the primary cause of the skin inflammation is actually the oils from the poisonous plant. Now, some people brag that they have this natural immunity and don't get poison ivy. Newsflash for these people, their immunity will wear off. You'll eventually get it. You can't become used to it or boost your immune system to prevent it from repeat exposure. It just gets worse. So the fact is 80% of the people that are exposed to the poisonous sap on these plants are going to be affected. Well, we're going to identify the culprits because poison oak is a shrub-like plant. It's indigenous to the southeastern and Pacific Northwest parts of the U.S., as well as some regions in Canada. Now, its leaves are divided into three leaflets, and sometimes they kind of look hairy-looking, with some white berry-like fruit attached to it. Now, the poison oak is of the West Coast, and it's a vine. It kind of climbs plants. It grows up on things. Can grow as high as 8 feet. The leaves are three sections, and they have this sawtooth shape, and they don't have a hair. They're hairless. They don't have any hair on them. However, both species do contain poisonous substances and are they're cousins to poison ivy, and they all belong to the cashew family. Poison ivy is not hard to find. It's everywhere, anywhere in the United States, especially southern Canada has it. It likes to hug tree trunks and kind of straggle across the ground. It's reddish in the spring, and then it turns green in the summer with various shades of yellow, maybe some orange, and then turns a little bit on the red side in the fall. Now, some small greenish flowers tend to cluster together on the main stem of your poison ivy and may have a whitish, waxy look to them. And you may even see clusters of draping berries. Now, you won't find them above 4,000 feet elevation. There are 850 species of trees and shrubs in the cashew family containing our eucinol, which include mango, Burmese tree, and the ginkgo biloba. Now, how do you get rid of it? Let's just talk about this. If you get it, how do you get rid of it? Well, if you have poisonous plants like poison ivy, oak, and sumac around your home, which prevents you from, you know, enjoying your yard, you know, it's just best to hire a tree company to remove that stuff. You know, spray the trees, neutralize the poisonous oils. Otherwise, you're going to have to get a goat. It's going to have to eat it for you. Whatever you do, don't burn it. You do not want to set this stuff up and light it up. The smoke will contain the poisonous fumes. You breathe it in, and you're in the hospital. So let's look at some of the symptoms. You probably know some of the symptoms. Annoying symptoms. The first symptom is that severe itching, which is a reaction that your immune system is releasing. It's a histamine. It's encountering the poisonous chemical from the plant called eosinol. So later, the skin becomes inflamed, gets red, and even blistered. In severe cases, sores can ooze, and they can develop and be there big and sore and bold and nasty for a while. The rash will appear where the poisonous sap actually came in contact with the skin, and then it binds with your skin protein. This usually happens within just 15 minutes of contact. So that's your window of opportunity, 15 minutes. Itching, redness, and blistering can take about 24 to 36 hours to develop. So scratching does really not spread the rash, but it can infect blistered areas. So if the rashes pop up in the areas and a few days later, it's because these areas had less of a plant oil to begin with at the onset. Now, the rash usually clears up within 12 to 15 days. But, you know, I've heard case after case after case where they're having problems clearing this stuff up. So if you know you've seen it, you've been in contact with it, you have a window of 15 minutes, and that means you got to strip. You got to take everything off. I don't care what you're wearing. Everything comes off, and you need to wash it. It needs to go in the wash. Even your sneakers and shoelaces in the washing machine, and take a big bath, and don't use hot water when you bathe. Let's see, here's some common ways to get rid of it. Other than direct contact with the plants, you can be exposed to the poisonous oils that are on contaminated objects, like your shoes, your clothing, tools, toys, pets, fences. You know, have you ever known anybody that got poison ivy in the winter? I have. My son, my oldest of three, always was very susceptible to this stuff. In the wintertime, January, February, snow's on the ground. He's got poison ivy. He'd be out, you know, kind of playing in the snow, rub up against the fence where the ivy grew during the summer and had the oils on it, and that's how he got it. So leave it to him to find it in the winter. So you want to wash your clothing, and you want to be careful of your tools that you're touching. You can even get it from sap-coated soot from burning the plant, or even wood that was in contact with it when it was had its poisonous oils all over it in the summer. So why do so many people get poison ivy, oak, and sumac if the poisonous sap is inside the plant's leaves and roots? That's a good question. The problem is these plants are fragile, and it's usually you'll usually find that the plant isn't intact after you bump up against it. So the plants get damaged by contact, by wind, from animals. You know, animals chew on them. Insects even can kind of release some sap, and that's the problem right there. So what basically is the treatment? Well, modern medicine will recommend a steroid, prednisone. You want to do your homework on these drugs, especially where children are involved, because repeat use of these types of prednisones will stunt growth. Scientists have developed a vaccine, but it is supposedly effective only if taken before exposure. And most people use a topical aid like calamine lotion to help with the itching, which it rarely does. And people with experience know that this is that's pretty worthless, calamine lotion. So what about hydrocortisones? Well, this may relieve itching slightly for about 5 seconds. And some tricks for the natural healing trade are to do the following. You want to take off your clothes, your shoes, put them in a bag. Dump it all into the washing machine when you get home. You do not want to run the risk of re-exposing from your shoelaces, your hat, or anything that you've been wearing. so you need to take it off and wash it. And you should do this whenever you've been hiking or in a wooded area, just as a precaution. Extreme paranoia in this case will help prevent poisonous rashes. And shower, you want to shower immediately and do not use hot water, like I said. You want to prevent the sap chemicals from binding to the skin protein, and cool water will help the skin vessels to constrict. Now remember this, if you do get a rash and use cool water when washing to prevent the blisters from oozing. So if you do start to break out, still you want to use cool water. It helps prevent the blisters and oozing. Now Dr. William Epstein from the University of California in San Francisco is a poison ivy expert. And he recommends using water and rubbing alcohol instead of soap to remove the sap. Remember, your window of opportunity to prevent the rash and remove the poisonous sap is only 15 minutes. So once the plant oils bind to the skin protein, it triggers your immune system, your T cells, and it's virtually impossible to reverse that. So, you know, if you're going hiking, if you know you're going to be good camping, you might want to take some rubbing alcohol, bags to throw your clothes in, and, you know, and some other things I'm going to give you some hints on in just a little bit here. Let's see, what else? If you want to limit scratching and you want to tone down that itching, you can do some soaking in some Epsom salts and baking soda. That's very helpful. You can also use some marshmallow root, some slippery elm inner bark, or aloe and black walnut to help soothe and heal the rash. If you use an anti-inflammatory, I like to use an herb. I use willow bark and meadow sweet. You can also add slippery elm inner bark to your black walnut. Mix with a quarter teaspoon of each of these herbs with a little beeswax. If you don't have beeswax, you can use a little Vaseline in a pinch. And you can apply this to the skin in a light coating, like a salve. You do this especially before bed to allow it to stay on the skin all night. Black walnut may stain a little bit, so you want to be careful if you don't want to stain bedding and clothing. So you might want to cover it. Wash off in the morning. You can use a little oatmeal soap and reapply if you need to. And I find the inflammation, discomfort, itching, scaling, etc., are gone in just a day or so. So if you want to look for the pain inflammatory, anti-inflammatory formula with the willow bark and meadow sweet, that is on the powerherbs.com website, as well as the slippery elm and aloe and the black walnut. They're all there to help with the problem. Also, the oatmeal honey soap is there. And a really cool product called Skin Poultice. Now, this puppy you better put in your backpack, because this is a powder. And if you get a bug bite, a snake bite, a spider bite, or you come in contact with the poisonous ivies and sumacs and oaks and things like that, you just take some of this powder, you mix it with water, and you apply it to the spot, and it draws out the toxin that can be affecting you. And in a very short time, you leave it on about a half hour. Take it off. Very cool stuff. It's called Skin Poultice. I think it's like a bag of it. It's like $18. And you just take out what you need, mix it with water, and put it on, and you're good to go. You can check all that out at thepowerherbs.com website. Of course, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog, and I'll have all those items in there at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I know, it's, you know, that skin poultice is what the Native American Indians did. Mm-hmm. They use that stuff for brown recluse spider bites, rattlesnake bites, you name it. Awesome thing. Okay, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about constipation. Anybody out there having a problem with that? Well, it is a problem, and it's a problem globally. We got, you know, pretty much the whole world can be constipated from time to time. What are the defining characteristics of constipation? Well, the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and the Public Health office, they wanted to answer that question. So they sent out a global survey on constipation and laxative use. And the statistical information that they got back was interesting. St. Mark's Hospital in the UK, Humboldt University in Berlin, Germany, and the University of Parma in Italy, they all, and including seven countries that contributed to this survey and information, let's see, U.S., U.K., Germany, France, Italy, Brazil, South Korea, all kind of pitched in information on this. Each country submitted a completed health questionnaire on 2,000 individuals and asked them to report on the duration and frequency of constipation and any treatments that they used and how frequently they had to use them. Here's what the global findings were. The age groups in the survey were from 20 to 60. About 12% had consistent constipation, where the majority learned to live with it, and the rest of them lived on laxatives. And these statistics show that about 8% of the global populace are constantly constipated and 30% are on laxatives. The rest, you know, pretty much are living in the bathroom. Interesting enough to me was that Germany had the lowest prevalence of constipation and Italy had the highest. After Italy, the order of prevalence was the United States, France, Brazil, and South Korea. As for gender, females had more constipation than males, except when in South Korea and Brazil, where the constipation occurrence was more even for the males and slightly edged out the females. So according to this global survey, the older we get, the more likely we'll be constipated. Apparently, we can expect that 44% of us will be constipated at least once a week, and 30% will experience constipation every 3 months. So the countries were, you know, the bowels were frequently locked up on a weekly basis were in the UK, Brazil, and South Korea, and less frequently in Italy, the United States, and France. Wow. So it is a problem. You just thought it was you? No. So what does the world do about this, other than, you know, laxatives or, you know, live and bear it? Of the countries surveyed, 25% did nothing, and they waited for the condition to clear on its own. And it was surprising to learn that the leading countries that did nothing were the United States and South Korea. However, the U.S. and South Korea were the two countries that when they did do something, they changed their nutrition to correct the problem. Now, for the countries surveyed, few did exercise to correct constipation, and only 33% elected to do a household or natural remedy. Now, one-third used laxatives, either prescription or over-the-counter, and when a laxative was used, 24% used laxatives for about 10 years or more. 20% used laxatives for 3 to 10 years, and 52% less than 3 years. So when laxatives are used, the highest concentration of the laxative use was in the U.S. and used least in South Korea. So these two countries, Germany and France, women use more laxatives than men do. The opposite was true in Italy and Brazil. And it was no surprise that globally laxatives use increased when people were over 60 years of age by about 45%. So the leading country that couldn't get along without a laxative on a daily basis was France. And it's all about what we're eating. So we got to watch what we eat, because you don't want to abuse laxatives, because in the U.S., you know, laxatives used for more than just constipation. You have the people use them for eating disorders, using laxatives improperly or doing long periods of use. Laxative use can cause serious damage. The mistake that people make is that they think laxatives will help them lose weight by inhibiting the calorie absorption. They don't understand that laxative causes water to accumulate in the large intestine to hydrate stool and stimulate the bowel muscle to correct and expel fecal matter. Any weight loss indicated is from temporary water weight and returns when the person rehydrates. So the nutrition and calories have already been absorbed in the small intestine, so therefore laxative abuse can actually interfere with your metabolism, cause nutrient deficiencies. Side effects of your laxative abuse are going to be dehydration, weakness, blurry vision, fainting, kidney damage, and even death. So you can also disrupt the electrolyte balance, which can affect nerve and muscle function, especially the heart. Lastly, another major reason not to use laxatives long-term is that they will make the bowel muscle lazy and will take longer, it will take larger doses of laxatives to make the bowel move. Eventually, the bowel will lose its ability to move on its own without a stimulant of some kind. That's bad. You want to do the opposite. You want to tone that bowel muscle. You want to stimulate the nerve endings of the bowel, and you want to move it on its own. Here's some old-fashioned laxatives that you might want to try. Mineral oil forms a barrier along the intestinal tract and alters the metabolic process, interferes with the absorption of vitamin D. So the oil can coat food and prevent absorption, but that was an old-timey laxative, mineral oil. So you don't want to abuse that, because these laxatives can backfire, can give you a potassium problem, electrolyte malfunction, can mess with your proteins, your hormones, your digestion, can develop kidney failure, you can have vomiting and diarrhea, of course, and all kinds of problems. You can have heart problems, mental confusion, nervousness, and be continuously thirsty. That's not a good thing. So if you want a safe alternative that's not only going to move the bowel, but tone that bowel muscle so you eventually are not constipated and you're independent of over-the-counter and prescription laxatives, you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their Bowel Cleanse Formula A. And this thing is going to just revolutionize your bowel function. Like a miracle from heaven, of course, that's what herbs are. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, and ask about their Bowel Cleanse Formula A. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. Of course, all the ingredients in the products are on the website and in the product catalog, so you can see what is in the product. Very important. They have a money-back guarantee, and, of course, if you have questions or concerns, you can contact them through phone or email, and they do have product support. And that's awesome. Toll-free number 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. I got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.